the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is still working through rates for the second round of the Market Facilitation Program. That announcement is expected to come after December 3rd. AgWeb.com reports there was plenty of contention regarding payment rates for various commodities, including the 1 cent per bushel for corn. New reports indicate the second round of payments will see rates similar to those in the first round. USDA Undersecretary Bill Norde expects this to be the last payment. The FDA has extended its comment period on milk labeling for a third time. The new deadline is now January 25th. National Milk Producers Federation President Jim Mulhern says this extension should allow the dairy community and health professionals time to fully explain why consumers deserve accurate and honest information. According to MilkBusiness.com, a recent survey found 73% of consumers believe almond-based drinks have as much protein as cow's milk, when actually an 8-ounce glass of milk typically contains 8 grams of protein, while the same amount of almond beverage contains just 1 gram. This year's Thanksgiving meal was more affordable. American Farm Bureau's annual survey shows for the third year in a row the cost of the Thanksgiving dinner was down. AgWeb.com reports the classic meal for 10 cost $48.90, about $5 per person. A 16-pound turkey averaged about $21.71. Foods showing the largest decreases this year were milk, sweet potatoes, green peas, and dinner rolls. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.